Just going down your throat.
Uh-huh. Oh, I don't like this.
That was a good place to start recording.
I didn't realize that you started.
Hey.
I have a sinus infection, so just trying to take my meds in peace. I should have known better.
Do you need a minute?
I can like feel it lodged in my throat. Like I know it's there. That's
horrible.
Yeah, like it doesn't feel nice right now.
And whoever invented this antibiotic or like any pill that's really large, they couldn't figure out a way to make it smaller?
There has to be a way to make it smaller because there's no reason that I should have to swallow a pill the size of my fucking thumb.
Like, we could put a man on the moon, but we can't make smaller pills.
I'm still wondering if we really did put a man on the moon, if I'm being honest.
Same.
Like, have you seen...
I don't believe that we did.
...the people in America? Like, have you had a conversation with another American? You're telling me that we somehow were smart enough to go to the moon? Like...
And then never went back.
Yeah, like, come on. I'm not that stupid.
You know, there was a lot of conspiracy... A lot of conspiracy theories that I believe and a lot that I don't and a lot that are just ridiculous. But that one, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a little on the side of that. I believe the conspiracy theory like that we never made it to the moon just because we're so dumb.
Why haven't we gone back?
Yeah, that's a good question. If we did it once, we know we could do it again. Why not go back?
Yeah, it's not like a one and done kind of thing.
Solid point. Isn't what's his face? The Tesla guy, Elon Musk, isn't he like sending things to the moon or something like that?
I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Okay.
He's always doing something.
I can relate to that
Everyone's
feeling.
Like, you know, Elon Musk is like doing that thing. I'm like, yeah.
Sounds right.
Who are you?
I'm Ricky.
I'm Jake.
And you're listening to 20 Something's Doing Nothing.
I always feel weird saying that. I don't know why.
Saying 20 Something's Doing Nothing?
No, you said that. I say I'm Jake.
Oh, you feel... Oh, well, I didn't think that you felt weird about saying that you're Jake because you are Jake.
I know. It's just weird to say out loud.
Yeah, but don't you...
It's like
don't you like introduce yourself
an
and say, I'm Jake?
Hi, I'm Jake. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the way I say it. You know how in an email, sometimes I don't know how to start if the person doesn't know me. So I'm going to be like, hi, I'm Jake Tough. But then it's weird because I'm like, obviously, you know that I'm Jake Tough because that's who the email came from. And that's who I'm going to sign it from.
Okay.
So why do I feel the need to say that?
Because like you still should. They're just pleasantries and that's just the way it works. But how annoying. This definitely hasn't happened to you. So this is more for everyone else. Is it that when you send an email to someone and then they send something back and they spell your name wrong? And your name is in the signature.
Not happen to me.
Of course, because Jake is just a normal name that everybody knows how to spell. People spell my name wrong all the time, and it's so like just normal to me. But half the time, I'm like, it's in the signature, and it's in my email address.
Sometimes, though, I get Jack.
That's just somebody typing too quickly for their fingers. Their thoughts are going too fast, and their fingers are just going crazy. That's what that is.
Yeah, because I don't know how you mistake Jake for Jack.
I don't either. Are you okay?
Oh my gosh. I started drinking this beer before we got started and it's so bubbly.
Apparently way too bubbly for your system to handle because you're going through a rough time right now, bud.
Speaking of rough time, you want to talk about shit?
Let's talk about random shit.
Random shit.
Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I feel like we did just go first because that email thing was random shit.
It was random. I am so nasally. Like, I can hear in my head, like, that I feel like I sound so nasally because I'm so congested still.
I don't think that it sounds as bad as you think it does.
Really? It, like, sounds really shitty in my head.
Also, my first random shit would have been a perfect segue from the email names, and I'm mad that I broke that chain.
I'm not surprised that you did, though. You're not the greatest at transitions.
So I saw on TikTok, I forget what it was, but I need to ask you a question.
Oh, God, what?
And it's going to be really uncomfortable.
I don't like when you ask me questions because they're always uncomfortable. What, Jake?
But you have to answer honestly.
When do I not answer honestly?
Do you think that I have...
Oh, fucking God. I'm so scared. What? I'm so nervous right now.
Do you think that I have a moanable name?
I'm trying to think. I'm like, I've never been with a Jake. So I don't know.
Oh, I think, and then it got me thinking, like, what the hell is a moanable name?
Oh, good question. I guess, like, any name can be moanable. It's more, some probably not. Like,
what about, like, Greg? Do you want to, like, be in bed and be like, oh, Greg? No.
No. Or, like a Gustav? I don't feel like that's very moanable.
Gustav? I'm trying to think for women, like, what? What would be, like, a non-moanable woman's name?
Greta.
Like, Ricky's probably a moanable name.
I feel like
but you didn't answer my question.
I think any name can be, and yours is, like, very basic. So I think that it is a moanable name. Well, I'm sorry you're basic. Okay. My bad. I didn't name you, bro.
Yeah, but my name is different because I'm not Jacob. I'm just Jake.
Yes, that is something that you get to say. The fact that, like, you're not just like everyone else, but your name is still Jake. And I feel like then
exactly
it would be like very easy to moan Jake. I've just never done it. So I can't see her experience, but I think it is.
You probably never will.
But I would say it is. I would say it's moanable.
If you were with a Jake, would you have to moan Jacob in bed so that you didn't think of me when you're having sex?
Yeah. I 100% would have to. Yeah, personally. Totally.
Like my one, a girl I dated had the same name as my brother.
Yes.
So let me tell you, I never said her name.
I always thought that was so weird. And I always would say to you, like, that it's just like, it's not that weird, but it's weird enough that it's just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
I mean, I talked to a guy who had the same name as me for a little while.
I remember that story.
So, like, I guess that's anything's weirder. Possible.
That hits the top of the weirdness scale.
But, like, I would then have to moan my own name, which never happened.
Huh. Well, that's why they have pet names. You're just like, oh, babe.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's definitely some weird names. Like I said, that, like, you just definitely would never be able to moan. I'm trying to think of other, like, weird names. Like an Alfred?
I'm just going to...
Like, that's not moanable.
Oh, God. What about female-wise, though?
I'm standing by Greta. I don't think Greta is a moanable
name. I think anything long. Like Jessica?
I think that's moanable.
No. Jess, maybe. Jessica, not moanable.
I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, Jessica. Don't make that face at me.
I don't think I've been with anyone that is a really odd name.
I guess it would also just also depend, like, I would never be able to moan a name that was, like, my dad's name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you, similar to dating someone who has your brother's name, you can't moan that name because you're just automatically going to think of your brother, which is not who you want to think about when you're having sex.
Right.
So, like, I would say anybody that has a name that's in your family, you're not going to be able to moan it. I wonder what everybody else would say is a non-moanable name.
Everybody's got to have one.
There has to be. I'm definitely missing some.
Okay, have you slept with people or been with people? Not necessarily slept with. Have you been with two people that had the same name? Not at the same time.
Wait, what? One more time.
Like, have you ever been with a Jack and then later in life been with another Jack?
Yeah. So I actually used to date an AJ in high school or in eighth grade.
What?
I dated an AJ, but he was AJAY, and now I'm with AJ and he's AJ.
Wow.
Yeah. So I have.
That's weird.
Yeah. Especially because AJ isn't. Not that it's uncommon, but it's not that common.
Yeah, I don't know any other AJs.
It's not like a Mike, you know? Like, if you dated multiple Mikes, that makes sense.
What if you are in a threesome and you're having a threesome with two Mikes?
That's overload for my brain, so I don't know what you do.
That's overload in a lot of different ways.
Ew! You're disgusting! And I hate you so much! And I want to go into my random shit, but I feel like it's not a good segue.
Okay, I got a second one, and then it'll be a better segue. Okay, so recently I've been searching for couches, right? Because I'm moving out. And I found a bunch of couches at Costco, which is not a place that I would have thought to look for a couch.
Okay. Damn,
but my friend had bought a couch. Seriously, my friend had bought a couch from Costco for like $900, and it's this giant, really comfy sectional, which is exactly what I'm looking for.
All right.
Of course, they don't have it anymore. So I stumbled upon a Instagram account called at Costco Buys, and it's just a bunch of deals that are going on at Costco. So I found this thing that I lost it right now.
Yeah, oh, I can it's tell called because you're scrolling and your entire thing is moving like your camera right now.
It's called Crash. It's basically a dog bed for humans.
What?
It looks like a dog bed, but it's meant to be a beanbag for humans.
Okay,
and it's $120.
I think that's worth every penny, if we're being totally honest.
It's weird though. It's too low. It doesn't make any sense. It really looks like a dog bed. I'm like, what?
Like, is it flat across instead of being like a beanbag chair where it'd be fluffy?
Yeah. Well, I'll show you. I'm going to take a picture on my phone. This is our high-tech way of sharing things.
I'm curious now because if it's flat, that is a little weird.
It's really weird. Ugh.
Like, how would you get up out of
it? Something's wrong with my phone.
Something's wrong with you. So obviously something's wrong with your phone too. Oh, it is kind of like flat. It's like a giant pillow that's flat.
If you're watching us on YouTube, you can see this right now. If not, you should watch us on YouTube.
It's really just like a giant pillow.
Right?
It looks like one big pillow.
Yeah, like it's a dog bed.
I don't hate it though, if we're being honest.
I just don't see a use for it.
Like an extra chair.
Like I used to have a big love sack.
Yes. Love sacks.
And I'm really mad that I got rid of it because it would go really well in my new apartment.
Yeah, it's kind of silly. Why would you ever get rid of it? Did you sell it?
No.
You just gave it to someone?
Well,
and it wasn't given to me?
No. See, here's the thing. I tried to sell it and nobody wanted to buy it. This thing was like $800 new.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't buy it new, so that made me feel a little bit better. It was a hand-me-down, and it was really old. And so we had to get rid of it because we ran out of space because we turned my apartment into basically a co-working space during COVID. I say that like that was before, but like, you know, it's still a thing.
Yes.
So the only option was to keep trying to sell it or give it away. And one of my friends, you know him, Tyler, he had posted... You know Tyler?
I feel like I do.
Do you not know Tyler? Tyler Mulvey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he posted that he really
you
wants
gave it
a
to
beanbag
Tyler
chair.
And not to yes. me?
Because he posted on Twitter that he wanted a beanbag chair, and I was like, bro, I have the beanbag chair of all beanbag chairs. And I gave it to him because I was tired of it not being bought by anyone.
I hate you so much right now, and I literally don't want to speak to you, but I have to speak to you, and that's annoying for me. So
but then
I'm gonna say,
I gave it to
off.
Him I dropped it off at his place, and then when I left I was really sad because I was like, damn, that thing is so comfy.
It's so comfortable and so fluffy. I love them, but I will never spend that kind of money on them because I don't have that kind of money. That's just absurd.
It really would have been perfect in my apartment. Now I'm just sad, but it's whatever.
You know what? I'm fucking sad too because you didn't give it to me. So now we're both fucking sad.
Yeah, but what would you have done with it?
Brought it with me wherever I end up going after this.
Yeah, well, when I got rid of it, you were still in LA.
Okay. You send it to LA like, hey, and I pay for shipping.
That would be probably $800, just as much as it costs new.
It would probably be like $100, but like whatever.
I don't think so.
Fuck off.
I was just looking out for your best interest.
No, you were not.
Yes, I was.
You were not looking out for me at all. And you know you were not. And that's fine. We're going to move on to my random shit.
Okay.
And I feel bad calling this random shit, but this is the time where we talk about things that aren't full topics, but things that we just want to mention to talk about. So I want to shout out to our listener, Colby. He came out as non-binary and he had texted us to let us know the good news. And it's a really big deal. And I'm really, 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 really excited for him. So shout out to Colby. Kind of, I'm so happy for you.
Wait, does he want to, is him the right pronoun?
Yes. I asked. It's he slash she. So it's interchangeable.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you can say he or she.
Yep. So cool. Sometimes non-binary, you want to be they. And then other times you interchange he, she.
Learn something new every day.
Heck yeah. And it's good that we learn these things because it's important. But I'm very, very, very excited for Colby because that is a big fucking deal. And I thought it was so sweet that she thought to tell us about it. She was like, I was so excited and I've been listening to you guys since the start and I just wanted to share with you guys. And I just thought that was so freaking sweet.
It's kind of wild when people have exciting things that go on and then they're like, let me share it with Ricky and Jake.
I feel so honored.
Like, that's pretty awesome.
It's really fucking cool. It's a very cool situation, very exciting. And I just wanted to do that shout out. And
I'm really
tell
glad
Colby
that
we love him.
I'm glad that you didn't go into that after we were talking about multiple names.
Yeah, that's why I was like, this is really bad timing. And I really don't know how to change up the subject here.
Well, thank God for the dog bed pillow.
Thank God.
Love sack.
All right. Yeah. So tell me, are you done creating your candle?
Oh.
Because Jake and I are creating our own separate candles with Wax Cabin Candle Company, and we're doing a competition to see who can sell the most candles. So
this is,
you're making me believe that you have everything all picked out, set up, and ready to fucking go, and I feel like you're lying to me.
Okay, so as of this morning or yesterday, I think this morning, as of this morning or yesterday, I don't know.
What the fuck?
As of one of the days this week, I'm pretty sure it was yesterday, my scent is finalized and my label is finalized.
Okay, so you are all set.
Yeah, I'm 100% set and like ready to go. And she's sending me a sample of something, but I don't know what the sample is. Because so you are being a lot more picky than I am, clearly.
Well, it's not that I'm being picky.
Because how many,
it creates really cool shit and I don't know what the fuck to do now.
How many different scents did she send you?
I got four different
scents. Did you get to smell yours?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I didn't actually smell any of the scents. Because
why?
I can't give you 100% the reason why I didn't smell any of the scents, but the scent was the easiest part for me to pick.
Okay.
I also think, and we will find out during the big reveal, I think I know what your candle is.
Yeah, you think you know what it is. Because you came
I
after
definitely
me
know.
And you were like, you picked the one that I wanted and you picked it because you knew I wanted it and that's why you picked it. And I was like, oh my God, you psycho.
Right. So I definitely know part of your scent. I don't think I know all of the scent. I know one part of your scent.
Maybe you do. Maybe
because
you don't.
I wanted to do something similar, but she was like, no, you can't do that because Ricky picked that.
Ha! Loser.
So I think I know half of your scent. And I'm, I would say 75% positive I know the concept of your label.
I have no idea what yours is.
You are going to be baffled.
I have no idea.
I don't know
if
baffled is the right word.
Did you take
shocked.
Her advice on the fact that it should be something to do with the podcast? Or did you totally go out of left field?
Totally went left field.
I'm not surprised. I'm literally not surprised.
It like kind of does, but not really.
I feel like if you have to say it kind of does, then it doesn't at all. And you're just trying to make yourself feel better.
I'm not trying to make myself feel better. I'm just trying to make the connection.
You can't make the connection
really
if there
one.
Isn't one.
There's not really a connection.
So you went completely left field, like totally random.
Completely left field.
Yeah.
Well, it's not totally random. It has to do with, you wouldn't look at my candle and say, okay, this is Jake from 20-somethings doing nothing made this.
Okay. What would you think?
But I don't want to give you too much information. But I'm so excited for the day that we can reveal them on the podcast because I'm going to guess yours and then you're going to show me and I'm going to be like, yes, I was right.
Well, okay, yes, yeah, we'll see. We'll see if you're right. We'll see if you're wrong. I'm excited to do it and I'm excited to show everybody. I've just been putting a lot of thought into it because, number one, like, it would be harder for you if she had sent you 4 cents like she sent me. I have 4 cents to pick from. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know which one is perfect.
Did you give her options?
Yeah. Like, I gave her ideas of what I wanted it to smell like. I was like, this is the idea of what I'm going for. And she was like, okay, perfect. And then sent me 4 different versions of like what I was going for. And I've narrowed it down to 2 cents now, but I think I've narrowed it down to 1 tonight. So I think I've picked my scent. And then with the label, she's so good at like the design of it. I was like,
she's really good.
Oh, I like all of these options and I don't know which one to pick. And it's really hard because you also want to look at it and not just be like, okay, I like it. You're like, okay, what will the listeners like? What will my friends like? What will my family like? And you're so used to branding things a specific way because you brand them as you, especially with being in radio. You're like, your brand is everything. And right now I'm like, I can't just think about my brand. It needs to obviously be part of me, but like also something everybody else is going to like. It's so hard.
That's okay. So that I can tell you is that mine has nothing to do with me.
Okay. Mine nothing kind of does. So like,
I really think I know what yours is. And I was annoyed when I realized what I thought yours is because I was like, damn, I should have taken that idea. Cause I think it's better than my idea. But also the one thing that I will say, so when I sent her a description of what I wanted the label to be, I got her first round of edits and it was pretty different from what I had originally described. So I was like, oh, and then I was like, wait, this is like a lot better than what I had originally described.
I wonder if she listened to what you described and then was like, mm-hmm, yeah, okay, sure, no problem. And had just the better idea in her head. It was like,
she definitely did that this way. I think that's definitely what she did.
She's the marketing whiz, so I trust her.
Yeah, her designs, she did make it hard to pick a design because she's a very talented graphic designer. And it really came down. She sent me, I think, 6 options, and then I was picking between 2, and then I asked other people in my life.
Yeah.
I left it up to other people. I was like, which one of these would you rather have on your coffee table?
But that's the hard part, because I had it kind of in my head which one I wanted for the label. Like, I'm not letting anybody pick the scent. Like, my dad sniffed it, my boyfriend sniffed it, my mom sniffed it. So, like, they kind of told me what they liked, and, like, my thought was aligned with theirs, though, so it was fine. But for the label, I started asking my friends, and it's completely the opposite of what I thought they were going to say. And I'm like, fuck. Mm. Now I don't know. I'm like, do I even know my friends?
God, I cannot wait to reveal these.
I'm so excited. I'm so, so, so excited. I can't wait till it's like done and to have the finished actual product done in my hand and be like, oh my God, this is mine.
Well, she's sending me something. She asked me for my address and she's sending me some sort of sample, but I don't know if it's the scent or my final product or what.
If you picked everything out, we have a final product.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
Which is very exciting. Isn't it so cool that we get to do this? Like, what a cool experience.
Yeah, how fucking genius for her. She's like, hey, sell me a bunch of candles. I'm gonna let you smell things and then you're gonna make me a lot of money. I'm like, okay.
We're like, yes, let's do that.
It has been very fun, I must say. We are like literally designing it actually makes me, I'm not gonna tell her this, and hopefully she's not listening. It makes me want to start my own line of candles. But I don't have the desire to actually create the candles. I just want to create a line of labels and scents.
Right. We're just
like we're doing right now.
Picking labels and scents and sizes and things like that. But she's doing all the hard work. You know what I mean? Like, we're not really doing anything. So this part's fun.
Yeah, exactly. We're just like, hey, can you make it look like this? And then she sends it. And then we're like, actually, how about this? And then she sends it. And we're like, okay, I want it to smell like this. And then it just like becomes a candle.
Yeah.
Without us doing anything.
Exactly. It's so fucking cool, though. I'm like really fucking pumped. April 19th is when they'll be available. You will have updates, obviously, on both of our social medias and at 20SDN Podcast, because we've been posting there as well. Hopefully I can pick my label soon. I'm just so torn. Yeah,
you need to hurry the up.
I'm just so torn. It's so hard.
Just flip a coin and then
I might have to do
Did I tell you?
Leave it up to fate.
I didn't tell you this. This was interesting. Actually, I have an idea. How many different labels are you choosing between?
Two right now.
Okay, get a coin.
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
I don't even know where I would get a coin. I don't have any coins.
You have
coins
to find
are an
one.
Anomaly.
You have to find a coin.
I have to find a coin. I don't know where the coin. I mean, it's probably. I guess I can find one downstairs. This is too much work right now. What are you having me do?
Go get a coin.
Ah! Fine. Entertain everyone.
I'm just going to end up cutting this out because I don't really know what to say.
I actually just realized I think I have a coin up here.
Oh, then I don't even have to entertain anyone. That's great. Yeah.
So.
See, I don't know if I agree with that because I like bad beer.
You like bad beer?
Yeah.
Why would you like bad beer? What do you
want?
Well,
not bad beer, just not like good. I'm not like a good beer kind of guy. Well, I am, but not really. Okay.
I don't understand that statement, sir.
Heads is going to be option one.
Okay.
And tails is going to be option two.
Okay, you want me to flip it?
Hold on. But in your head, do you know which one is option one and option two? Okay, you're going to flip it into your hand, and then you're not going to look at it right away.
Okay, I had to flip it into my hand. Okay, hold on.
Yeah. But like cover it.
Okay.
Okay, you have it on your hand? Okay. Which option do you hope that it is right now?
Oh man. Option one, I think.
There you go. You don't even look at the coin.
Oh my god, but it is option one though. The coin is actually option
one.
You
weren't supposed to look at the coin. But there you go. There's your answer.
Alright, perfect. Alright, option one then. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
I'm glad that we chose that, though, because now I have everything figured out, and now tomorrow she's going to know that everything's figured out, and I don't have to think about it anymore.
Good, and then you can have your freaking candle done.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm going to use my candle for?
What?
A first date.
Okay.
Maybe I'll gift it to someone on a first date.
That's, like, would be a good idea, but then kind of narcissistic in a way, because it's like, I created this candle, now here it is. Like, if it was just a candle, that's kind of cute. But, like, the fact that it's your candle is, like, iffy.
Would you be weirded out if you went on a first date and they had a present for you?
Yeah, I don't like gifts in general. Like, even from people who I'm, like, very close friends with. I feel weird getting gifts. So, I don't think that I'd like it. Although, depends on what it is.
That would be a really bad thing to do on a first date with you, then.
Now I'm thinking about it, and it's... What if they got me something really crazy? Even if it made me uncomfortable, it's still really cool. Like a really nice pair of shoes. Like some Louboutins.
Hey, it's nice to meet you. Here's some Louboutins.
I also love that as I was telling that to you, you were putting eye cream on.
Yeah, because I get this like dark circle under my eye and I'm trying to get rid of it.
Good for you, Jake. I'm glad you're taking care of your face.
Moisturize.
You're moisturizing for your next first date?
Yeah.
What is your ideal first date?
How about you guess? What do you think my ideal first date is? And then I'll guess what I think your first ideal date is. Oh. Ideal first date.
Okay. Ooh. This
okay,
is
let's
tough.
Do location and then food/drink.
Okay.
And day and time of day.
Okay.
Day of the week.
Okay. So I think for you, I feel like it would be like a Saturday late afternoon on a beach. On a beach. And food would be chicken nuggets. And the drinks would be like somewhat expensive wine, but not really expensive because like just somewhat expensive wine. And I feel like there'd have to be like lots of puppies there.
Oh my God. This sounds like my perfect day. So, sounds like a horrible first date for me because it breaks almost every one of my first date rules.
Wait, you have first date rules?
Oh, absolutely.
What are they?
First of all, I like to keep first dates during the week because I'm so bad at leaving a first
date.
Right,
you have an excuse.
And I think a first date should be no more than 2 hours long because you're busy. Nobody has more than 2 hours to spend on a first date.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you do, but like you don't want to appear that way. Okay. So always during the week because, sorry, I got to get up for work tomorrow.
that I get, because that was never something I would do too.
Never a meal. Maybe an appetizer. Never a meal. Absolutely not. And I had a girl not go on a second date with me because we didn't eat.
I was going to say, if somebody took me out on a date and didn't take me for food, I'd be like, go fuck yourself.
No.
Always, I get hangry.
That's why it's always going to be short too. Well, then make it for, so that's why I'll also make it for like later.
Okay. I was going to say, do you make it known that it's not dinner, like that it's just drinks?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So
I don't like that.
Then location, beach is very ideal, but like that's kind of hard for a first date. Although I have gone on some really funky first dates. So you know what? I'm going to say beach. I'm going to say a picnic. There we go. That's how I would do food. A picnic on the beach during the week.
What do you think I was saying? Sunset. Is that you would just eat it in the sand without like a blanket? Clearly it would be a picnic. Obviously.
I mean, like I'm not going to go out to a restaurant to a dinner on a first date, but I would do a picnic.
Okay. I think I may have just thought of your next first date.
Yeah, you did. And so you got it like half right.
Okay, what would mine be?
Okay. Well, now change because you said food.
I gave it away. Damn.
Friday night, 8:30, 7:30 p.m. Dive bar. Drinking, I was going to say beer, but I don't know if I'm going to go with that. Drinking some sort of mixed drink. And eating, I don't know.
Great. I do love the dive bar thing. Love dive bars. Okay. You know I love dive bars. So I do love that. Like taking you to a hole in the wall bar. Like love that idea. Definitely can't drink beer, even though I love beer because now I'm gluten free. So I can only drink gluten free beers. And that's not really a thing that you see out very often. So I typically end up going with seltzers or wine just because those are always at a place. And then the time makes sense. Friday at 7:30. Like, yeah, I would do that. So good time.
I was going to say later, though.
Nah, because like later on, I want to be with my friends. Like, I don't want to be on a first date.
Oh, so how long? Okay. So how are you getting out of your? Okay, so you're on a first date on a Friday night, 7:30.
Yeah.
Do you go into the date already saying, hey, yeah, 7:30 is great. I have plans with my friends at blank, blank, blank.
Yep.
And then if it goes well, you're like, do you want to just come with?
Yup.
Oh, shit.
Now you're rethinking your whole scheme of first dates.
See, the problem with me doing that is that a lot of the time my first dates would be in New York City. And I live in Hoboken, which is right across the river in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. But I have so many different friend groups that it would be weird for me to have a plan with a friend and then bring them. Because I don't hang out with a lot of friends at one time. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it'd be like, hey, do you want to go hang with my friend Nat? Like, I'm going to hang with my friend Nat afterwards. Do you want to just, like, come with? That'd be weird.
Yeah, that would be a little weird. I normally hang out with, like, groups of friends at a time.
Right.
So that's why it's, that like, not more awkward.
Well, one of my first dates with my ex was with a bunch of her friends.
With her friends.
Yeah, because I was like, do you want to go out this night? And she's like, well, I actually have plans with my friends. Why don't you just join us?
I feel like that's the easy way out for a first date.
Well, I don't know if it was really a first date. Might have been the second. But either way, it was just like a great way to, I don't know. I just thought it was really smart.
If you're well, this is the thing. It's an easy way out. Because then it's kind of like, okay, I don't have to entertain him the whole time. Everyone else is going to entertain him the whole time. And then if he gets along with everybody, then I know then that he's not that bad of a person. So it's an easy way out for sure. The way that I would do it, like I said, would be like dinner first. So I'm getting to know the person. And then after I knew the person, I say if they want to come with me afterwards or not.
Okay. The reason I won't do dinner is because I used to go on a lot of dates, right? When I had first started this new job, I had a place. I shouldn't say this. I shouldn't give away all my secrets, but I had a place that I would go to that was like my first date spot.
Okay. So you took everybody to the same place?
I would always go to this spot. If it logistically made sense, I would take as many people. I took as many people as I could to this spot.
Stop it. That's hilarious.
Because first dates are already uncomfortable. So I liked going to a place that I already knew and was comfortable at and knew what was on the menu. And when I would walk in, the bartender would be like, you know, give me the eyes.
I feel like you said this to me before because I'm having deja vu right now. Or I don't know if I like dreamt that you said this to me. Do you know that weird feeling where you're like, I don't know if I dreamt it or if it was real? And that's what I'm having right now.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if I dreamt you telling me this or that if you actually did tell me this. But continue.
Well, now it's real.
I'm like fascinated by this. Because I don't know if I would be able to do that.
But this is why I didn't do dinner. Because I would go on a decent amount of first dates. So if I did dinner on every first date, that shit gets expensive. Okay. Because you know I'm paying every single time. For the first date, at least. And then I'm like, what if I don't even like you? Then I just wasted. If you're going out in New York, that could easily be like $100 date.
Yeah. Okay. I understand.
That's
your
way
logic.
Too much money. So the drinks for me is the reason that you said dinner. The drinks for me is the way to get to know you if I want to actually go out with you again. And then if I want to go out with you again, then we can go to dinner.
Okay. I get your logic. I just also still don't like it. I understand where you're coming from, but like if I was the girl, I'd be like, what the fuck? No dinner? The heck?
Right. Well, I had a date with a girl and we went to, I had two first date spots. We went to my second first date spot. And that one, the drinks, they had like a really good happy hour deal.
Okay.
But the food was really expensive, but it didn't matter because I didn't go there to eat dinner. So this one was definitely during dinner time, so it was a little awkward. And they were like, do you want to get anything to eat? And I was like, I'm good. And she's like, oh, we're not gonna eat?
And you still said no?
I'm like, I'm good. Well, because I ate beforehand, because I always plan not to eat during dates.
What time of day was this?
Dinner time, we should have gotten
food. So bad, Jake. Like, that's so bad.
Yeah.
If it were like,
well, that one,
8:30, yeah. And you were like, all right, I want to get drinks, like, that's one thing. But if you ask a girl and the only time that you can go out to get a drink with them is 6:30 p.m., I'm gonna be motherfucking pissed because that is my dinner time and I need to eat something. And did she end up getting food or no?
I don't think so.
I would have been like, okay, well I'm hungry.
So would I.
Like,
right. I wasn't stopping her from getting food. I just wasn't
felt
getting
awkward
food.
Awkward about the fact that you weren't getting food too, and that this obviously wasn't a dinner date. A dinner date and drinks have two totally different connotations.
Explain.
So, for instance, AJ tricked me into a dinner date, and he swears to this day that he did not trick me, but I swear he did. I always thought that dinner dates were way more serious because it's literally the two of you sitting at a table one-on-one where you are stuck with each other for at least an hour. Like, you know that it's going to be at least an hour, right? So you have an hour that you have to fill of time. Drinks is casual. Drinks are, you can sit at the high top next to the bar or even just at the bar and have drinks, where it's more so like you're just hanging out with a friend, not so much a date.
Gotcha. Yeah, I like the second one better.
So when AJ asked me out, he had asked me out to get drinks. And I was like, oh, easy. Also, I think of like going to get drinks, I could blow you off so easily afterwards. It's not a big deal. Friend zoned, donezo. Dinner, it's a little harder to friend zone somebody after, because at that point, you really got to know the person for the last 2 hours or however long it was. And you ate a meal with them and you shared things with each other. And that's a little more intimate.
See, okay. Here's devil's advocate. I like just drinks because also, well, it depends what your intentions are. But usually when you're getting just drinks, you're sitting closer to that person.
Yeah, but like you're not sitting closer in a sexual way. Like it's not sexual. You're just sitting close to someone and you're just kind of like, hey, bud.
No. Because the distance between you and the other person says a lot.
But it's a table distance because like, you're supposed to sit at a table to eat the dinner at the table.
Yeah, but if you're at a bar having a drink, then you know you're like sitting really close to the person. And if like their hand touches your knee or your hand touches their knee or something, then it's like flirty and fun. And
but like, is it?
Dinner just feels too serious for a first date for me.
I feel like it's serious enough. I feel like it's serious enough. And for me, drinks seem more casual, like friends. Like friends go get drinks. Obviously, like, friends get dinner, too, but, like, friends just go get drinks after work. Like,
I don't have dinner with my friends. Like, no, I just
think
like
it's so much more casual.
Casualness. I know, I agree with you, and I like that for a first date. Because dinner, especially, like, I just feel more pressure. I don't know. It's like, do I have
but,
shit
like,
all over my face?
You're supposed to feel pressure. That's the whole point of a date. It's a pressured system.
But I want to feel comfortable and not pressure.
So when you go for drinks, you don't feel pressured.
Correct.
Interesting. So for all the reasons I hate getting drinks is why you love getting drinks.
Yes. And, okay, here's the biggest
shocker.
I hope that a potential, like somebody that I'm going to potentially be dating is not, or somebody that I'll potentially go on a date with is not listening to this because I'm giving away my secrets.
Okay.
So the best thing about getting drinks on the first date is you go to a spot, and then in my head, I have a second spot lined up if it goes well for the first drink. So we'll buy drinks, we'll get drinks at the first place, and then I'll be like, oh, actually, there's this cool spot down the street. You want to go, like, change the scenery a little bit? And then we'll go there, and then you either stay there for a long time or you go to a third place. The hopping around,
yeah, but you
keeps
can
it exciting.
Do that while you're eating dinner. Like, I did that with AJ. We had dinner
Then this turns into like a 4-hour date and that breaks my 2-hour rule. So you can't do that.
Okay. But we did the whole dinner thing and the dinner thing went well. So it was like, all right, want to go get a drink? And then like, we'll meet up with my friends. And that's what we did. We went to another bar and got drinks. And then we went to another bar and met up with my friends.
How long was your first date?
This wasn't my first date. This is like our third date or something like that.
Oh. How long was your first date?
Our first date was like 3 hours.
Yeah, see, I'm the king of like 3-4 hour first dates, and it was never 3 hours.
Yeah,
2 hours.
Maybe
that's
a little
it.
Bit longer.
I got shit to do.
I get that, but I'm this is the thing guy. Too. Okay, but you're not busy, and you don't have shit to do. You just want to appear like you do.
Yeah.
And like, how are you really supposed to get to know anyone if you don't actually put the time
on
in?
On the second date.
Yeah, but if you're not putting the time in, then you're not really getting to know them.
No, come on. You can't tell me that because I make the first date short, that means it's not going to work.
I'm not saying it's going to work. I just feel like you're not really getting to know them. You're not giving them a fair shot of like who they actually are. I don't think you can know who somebody is in 2 hours enough to actually
Ricky,
go on a second date with them.
I don't think you really know who somebody is until like a year after dating them.
Yeah, but why would I want to go on a second date with them if I hardly even fucking know what their favorite color is at that point?
Why do you want to go on a first date with them if you hardly know what their favorite color is?
Because you have to go on a first date in order to know what their favorite color is.
And you have to go on a first date to go on a second date.
Yeah, but like, I don't. So what do you want to do? Go on 6 dates before you actually know someone?
I don't think I really know someone for a long time.
But don't you want to know them enough to actually have feelings for them? Do you just have feelings for somebody after 6-hour dates?
No, only the first date is going to be 2 hours long. The second date could be 6 hours if you want. The second date, there's no time limit. First date is the only one with the time limit.
Okay.
Second date, if you want it to be a fucking weekend, then it can be a weekend.
I'm just going to go ahead and say
no, that's excessive.
That my method has worked and yours has not. So there's that.
Well, I haven't used this method yet. I've done the I'm available all night kind of thing. Like, let's keep
going. And it
going,
hasn't worked. So this is a new strategy. It's the opposite of what you're used to.
This is new. This is me. I'm a busy dude. If you want to hang out again, I would love to see you, but I got to go.
Okay. I mean, I hope it works for you. I'm excited to see what happens. I'm excited for
Thanks.
Your
we'll find out,
picnic
I guess.
First date.
My Yeah, it's going to be nice. I got to find a beach and a picnic.
Oh man, Jakeford, we never agree on anything, but that's the way this podcast goes.
I think we should save this next topic for next week.
Well, this keeps
or
happening.
The week after.
This keeps happening.
I know, literally with this exact topic too.
I know, we've pushed off this topic. We had a lot of listeners ask us for advice on things and we want to get to that, but we've just had so many things to talk about and then we start rambling and shit. So then we don't get to it. All right. Well, for next week then.
Table it. I'm really, really, really excited for this next segment, though.
You know what time it is?
What time?
Hot Mess Express time.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Okay. So this week, I think it only makes sense to give our conductor hat to the captain of the ship that got stuck in the Suez Canal.
There's because literally nobody better.
No one else can top that hot mess of a fucking disaster that was. I don't know his or her name, but they are the conductor.
That is the best Hot Mess Express we've ever had.
It just makes sense. And congrats to you for the high honor of the conductor of the Hot Mess Express of 20-somethings doing nothing.
Yeah.
You are disastrous human being.
If you want to know what the Hot Mess Express is on this podcast, that's what it is. It's the captain of the ship from the Suez Canal.
Oh, for sure. I was reading about it, and apparently the fact that it got stuck is going to cost, because it was 6 days that it was stuck, 6 days. It's going to cost $42 billion in world trade because it was stuck for 6 days. That's
crazy.
A disaster. Like, that's, it's also so crazy bad.
That much money relies on one little canal.
One little canal, and just a tiny little fuck up can ruin everything.
That's wild.
Insane. So congrats, conductor. I don't know who the captain's name is. I looked it up and I couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah, it's probably for a reason.
Yeah, I think I also read that they like got arrested, like the whole crew.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, or that they were thinking about arresting them. And I was like, ooh, that's rough. That's real rough.
Somebody fucked up.
But it's unstuck now, so that's good.
Well, if you feel like you had a shitty week, at least you're not that person.
Facts. Do the spiel, Jake Ferd.
Text us. I haven't seen a lot of texts lately, and I'm lonely. Text us at 201-588-5139. Also, make sure you follow us everywhere at 20SDN Podcast. And you have that one friend that really needs a good new podcast, send them this podcast so that we can keep talking to people.
Do it.
Please.
Do it. You won't. Do it. I'm trying that whole reverse psychology thing.
Don't do it.
You won't do it.
Don't send anyone us.
You stupid. Why would you do that?
They're gonna hate you.
Okay, I can't take it seriously.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Catch you next week.
See ya.